Dan Bongino, FBI releasing files on COVID cover-up, Mar-a-Lago raid, Epstein case, and more. By Lowell Coffee Law on May 11, 2025. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino took to X Saturday to provide an update about the Bureau's transparency on some of those most controversial and highly publicized cases in recent history. The deputy director also detailed efforts aimed at protecting children and removing violent criminals from the U.S. and took on the legacy media for their coverage of the FBI's new director. According to Bongino, the FBI is being cooperative on sensational cases that previous FBI directors clearly slammed the lid on when it came to releasing information. Traditionally, getting detailed information out of the FBI on cases is nearly impossible, even for seasoned crime journalists. However, Bongino listed several highly publicized cases where many questions remain, lending themselves to speculation and conspiracy theories. He wrote, "We're clearing information to Congress and the public as quickly as possible. In just the couple of months since we've sworn in, we've responded to requests for information on the attack on Rep. Scalise and members of Congress, the Nashville attack, Crossfire Hurricane, the COVID cover-up and more. We are working with the DOJ on the Epstein case and, as the AG stated, there are voluminous amounts of downloaded child sexual abuse material that we are dealing with." The former New York cop and podcaster also had a warning for predators illegally in the U.S. "The workforce has been working overtime on task force operations to remove dangerous illegal aliens from the country, the work continues. The message is clear. If you came here illegally to prey on our citizens, your days here are numbered." He called crimes against children an FBI priority, writing, "Operation Restoring Justice, where we locked up child predators and 764 subjects in every part of the country, is just the beginning. We are going to take your freedom if you take away a child's innocence. Think twice if you've targeted children, because you're next." On his own podcast and as a former analyst for Fox News, Bongino was a fierce critic of media bias and often had highly charged on-air encounters with liberal contributor Geraldo Rivera. Based on his ex-post, that has not changed. He defended FBI Director Kash Patel, calling coverage that the new director was living a celebrity lifestyle, attending sporting events, and skipping briefings, a verifiable lie. "The media continue to entirely fabricate stories. And while I can't address all of the nonsense in this one post, I will address the repeated attacks on Director Patel. The director's office is attached to mine. He spends anywhere between 10 to 12 hours in the office attending meetings with everyone from foreign heads of law enforcement to our counter-terror teams, and more. Any assertion otherwise is a verifiable lie." Bongino began his career with the New York Police Department in 1995. He transferred to the Secret Service in 1999 and later served on the elite Presidential Protective Division for Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. "Keep watching us and holding us accountable," the deputy director wrote as he signed off. "God bless America, and all those who defend her." As a veteran crime writer, Lowell Caulfield has fielded many no comments by the FBI. He is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other novels and nonfiction crime titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.